Okay, today is Daf Mem Hei. We're on Mem Dalet Amud Beis on the third line from the bottom. Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Omar of Yochanan. So he said, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees, Be'eved V'ovik Ochavim, that a guy or an Eved, Haba Al Bas Yisrael, that has relations with a Jew, a woman, a Jewish woman, Shavlad Manzer, the blood is a Manzer. So we don't have time. Just stick this out for a minute. Imagine what would happen in such a case. If a Jewish girl was, let's say, either she did it consensually or not, whatever it is that baby a mamzer? Can that baby marry a Jewish boy?
Correct.
The woman was a Jew.
What?
The woman was a Jew.
Right. So, yeah, but if a woman has an affair, she's also a Jew.
No,
because not allowed to come into the kahal. A mamzer's not allowed to come into the kahal. The Jew, 100%. Became. I said marry. He's a Jew. He can get an aliyah, 100%. He can't marry into the kahal. He can only marry a mamzeres, or I think a gioris, maybe. But that's it. So is that, so think about that. Is that, we hold like this?
See, the offspring of a Jew and a non-Jew is in a mamzer.
Correct. Right? So he says, everyone agrees it is. Mana kol modim, who is everyone? Shimon HaTimni. Shimon HaTimni. Daf al gaf. Dabar Shimon HaTimni. Ein mamzer mechayv elavin. Even though Shimon HaTimni says, there's no such thing as a mamzer from Chayv Elavin. And by the way, what's the iser marrying a goy? It's not kares. It's a lav. So there's no such thing as a mamzer from a Chayv Elav. What's a Chayv Elav? A koy marries a gerusha.
Right.
Or you marry your own gerusha. Right? It doesn't create a mamzer. You shouldn't do it. It's an avira. It doesn't create a mamzer. Different stages. Anyway, over here, Hani Mili, that's only Mechayv Elav and Tofsa Bo Kedushin. That's only a Chayv Elav where Kedushin is possible. Yes, a Kohen can marry a Gerusha. That Kedushin is Chal. It's an Avira. Then there's no Mamzer. Aval Hacha, but over here, Ovi Kochavim the Eved, there's no Kedushin. No Kedushin. Kivin Delo Tofsi Bo Kedushin, Kechayv Ekrisis Dummy. Since there's no Kedushin, it's like a Chayv Ekrisis, and therefore it produces a Mamzer. Meisvei, 1 second. Ovid kochavim ve'eved haba bas Yisrael havlad manzer. If an eved or a guy have marry a Jew, the vlad is a manzer. Rishur ben Yehuda Omer ein manzer. There's no manzer. Ela mimasha asru iser erve va'onish kares. There's no manzer unless it's kares, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now what the funny thing is. The Rav Shimon ben Yehuda is a Tana. He's saying the same thing as Shimon HaTimni, and he's going one step further. He's saying, and by the way, and by a goy also, obviously. So you could say they're arguing. They don't have to be agreeing. But the Gemara doesn't want to say that. Ela Amar Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef can say there, Mana Kol Modim. You're right. So it's possible to hold that that doesn't make a Mamzer. And when we said HaKol Modim, we didn't mean everybody. We didn't mean everybody. It's not a universal halacha. This Tana argues on it. It's not a universal halacha. So who's everyone agrees? It's Rebbe. Afagav de Rebbe Omer. Ein devarim. Afagav de Rebbe Omer. Even though Rebbe said, Ein advarim halolu omrim. Elul de Rebbe Akiva. What we're about to say was only said according to Rebbe Akiva. Shaya osi chalitza ke'erva. Because he made a chalitza into an erva, v'lei, lo svir lei, but we don't agree with that. What's that case? We'll see in a minute. Whatever it is, but ba'ovi kachavim ve'eved moda, but by an ovi kachavim and an eved, he agrees. What's that talking about? Let's say, look at Rashi. Afagav de ka'amar Rebbe. Beperek Rebbe Gamliel, ein bia acha chalitza. Let's say a guy gives a chalitza to his sister-in-law. He doesn't want to marry her. He gives her chalitza. Then he regrets it. So a week later, he goes ahead and marries her. Right? He goes ahead and marries her. Is that a marriage? Exactly. Let's say he does. He takes her home. They have a big chasana, and they go to live in the same house, and the Bezin gets a wind of it. And Bezin, what's going on here? Bezin comes down to the house. Does he have to give her a get?
No.
Does he have to give her a get?
Was
1 second. Was it chal or wasn't it chal?
Wasn't.
So, what's this? What's marry your chalutza? It's not kares.
No, it's imla.
So then you'd have to give her a get, right? Says Rabbi Akiva, im chalat lezu. If he gave her chalitza, ubal lezu, and then you go ahead and marry her, Ain't shrichai menu get, you do not need a get. It's like marrying your mother. Guy says, I'm marrying my mother. And they have a big chasana, and they live in the... Bezin says, what's going on? It's crazy people. There's no get. The kedusha was never chal. Says Rabbi Akiva, same story by a chalutza. The kedusha was never chal. I don't care how big that wedding was. It doesn't matter. The kedusha was never chal. There's no get. You're not married. If you come in drama lo omer bebiya da acha chalitza lo tofsi el de Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi was commenting, only Rabbi Akiva held like that. Only Rabbi Akiva held like that. We don't hold like that. I don't agree with that. I say there is kedushin, and you do need a get. Rabbi Akiva has a very, very unique shita. Only he held like that. Avoludide lo svirle. Right, I'm still reading Rashi. I don't hold like that. But when it comes to a guy and an Evan, I do agree with it, right? That what? So therefore it produces a mamzer. Okay? The Chesar of Dimi, Amar Vitzchak, Bar of Dimi, Mishim Rabbeinu, Oveg Lachav, and Ve'evet Abol Bas Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer. The child is a mamzer. Rav Acha, Sar Habira, Rav Tanchem Breid, Rav Chia, Ish Kva'aku, Parak, Hani, Shuv Yaisu. They met these women that had been captives, and we assume, who knows what went on when they were captured, right? What the captives did to these poor women, right? The Asu Me Armon, they came from Armon. Some say, this is Armenia. L'Tveria, they came from Armenia to Tveria. Havi Chada the Avda the Abra be Ovegachavim. One of them was pregnant from a guy. She was almost pregnant, right? She's pregnant. Vasala Kamed Ravami Amaluhu Rav Yochanan Rav Elazar Rav Chanina Dami Ovegachavim VeEver Haba Abas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. I'm very sorry, but the child's a mamzer in there.
You know, half of the Bali Shuvah today probably had other parents of those kind of relationships,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting married, and they don't hear anything.
Because we don't hold like that.
What?
Because we don't hold it. We hold it's not a mamzer. We hold it's not a mamzer. Well, now 1 second. Amar of Yosef. 1 second. Rebusel and Lachashiv Gavri. What are you picking the majority? It's not true. Ha Rav Shmuel Babavel. Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Ubar Kapara Be'eretz Yisrael. That's already four people. The Amri Le Chaluvi Bar Kapara. Take out him. The Eili Zikne Darom. And add in the Zikneim in the south. Amri, they all say. Ove Gachavim Ve'evet Ababa Yisrael. Vlad Kosher. The Vlad is Kosher. So who? So we started off by saying, everyone agreed. Who's everyone? Right? So El Amar of Yosef, Rebbe he. I'm sorry, wasn't it before Rebbe? Yeah, different Rebbe. The Chiyasar of Dimi, Amar of Yitzchak Bar of Dimi, Mishum Rabbeinu, Amru, Ovegachav, Ve'evet Abba Bas Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer. The Vlad is a Mamzer. Rebbe Yoshua ben Levi, Amar, Havlad Mekolkel. The Vlad is messed up. Meaning, to some people, it can't marry. Laman, who's it messed up to? Ilei Melekahal, if it can't marry anybody in Klal Yisrael. Right? That can't be true. Why Amar of Yeshua, Havlad Kasher? The Vlad is kosher. El the kahuna. That's okay. So such a child can't marry a kohen, which happens in America also. These non-frum kahanim are marrying whoever they want, right? It could be the marrying a girl who's the product of a guy and a Jew, right? The mother has to be a Jew. Otherwise, the child's not Jewish.
So then was Darius a mamzer?
What?
Was Darius a mamzer?
That's a good point. No, so we say no.
Why? Did he get married?
Yeah, but he was a guy. Cheshverish was a guy.
It's a guy.
So you want to say the child's a Jew? No question about that. Judaism goes after the mother. But what about a mamzer? So we hold no. The question is there still a remnant about a kohen? That's the only question. But it wouldn't apply if it's a boy. Because a boy, there's no such thing as a bas kohen. Such a thing. It's not halachic status. Anyway, El the kahuna, the kuli amaroi, the machshri. Even though anyone who holds it's not a mamzer, modu shavlad pagam the kahuna, and they still agree that the vlad is pagam to marry a kohen. Why? Kavachomer mialmana. It's a kavachomer. Ma almana the kohen gadol. You have an almana wants to marry a kohen gadol. Sheini sura shavabakal. Who not allowed to marry? This is such a unique thing. There's only one person in the world she can't marry. Who's that? Kohen gadol. Nevertheless, bina pagum. The child becomes a pogum. It's a zoo. It's everybody else in the world. What's zoo here mean? Right? What's zoo here mean specifically? The child of a girl whose father is a guy and whose mother is a Jew. She's sura shav lakol. That was an issue that applied to everybody. No one's supposed to marry a guy. Ain't a din. Should b'na pogam? Certainly shouldn't the child be a pogam? Right? So the Gemara says, well, that's not a good kavachomer, because ma almana, the kohen gadol, when you have an almana who marries a kohen gadol, shekinhi atzem is chalas. She herself, the mother herself, becomes a chalala, meaning she can no longer marry another kohen. So now let's say a girl marries a guy. Girl marries a guy. They're married, and then she realized, well, that made a big mistake. I should never have done that. I'm going to get divorced from him. I'm going to start my life over. What happened to her? She can't marry people. Oh, so Hachanami, Kivan Shabal Nivala, Pasla. You're right. Kivan Shanivala, once she did a mistake like this, a horrible thing, and she married a guy, yes, she's pogum now for marrying Kahanim. The Amar of Yochanan, Bishimon, Menayin, La'ovik, Chavim, Ve'evan, Haba al Kahenes. Let's say she marries a Kahenes. Or Alevia, or Yisraelis, Shepasluha, that she becomes Pasl. What's the issue of marrying a Leviah or a Gehenna or Yisraelis? Right, exactly. So let's say she's a wife of a Kohen. She's a Yisrael. She's Yisraelis or a Leviah.
The daughter of a Kohen.
The wife of a Kohen with children. She had children from the Kohen, her husband. Her husband died. She's allowed to eat Truma the rest of her life. Why? Because she was the wife of a Kohen with children. And she goes ahead and marries a guy, the truma check gets cut off. Right? Because she went ahead and married a guy. So that still applies. Is she anything wrong with her? Nothing wrong with her. She can marry another Yisrael. No more truma. Shinemar, Ubas Kohen Kitiye Almana Ugrusha. Mi Shiyeshla Almanus Vigershin. Ba. You have to be the parsha of Almana and Gerishin. Yatza Ove Kochavim Ve'eved Sheimlem Almanos VeGerishin Ba. There's no such thing as Almanos and Gerishin by Goyim by Evad Avadim. Amalei Abaya My Chazis to Samchas Adaravdimi Samach Adarabanan. What? Adaravin. Yeah. Why are you holding like this? Hold like Ravin. What's Ravin? The Chiyasa Ravin Amar of Nasan Amar Rabbi Huda Nasiya Rabbi Huda Nasi Morim Ba Lehateira. They said it's Mutter. I guess to marry that she could still eat the truma and he could still marry a Kohen. Yes, Uman Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Who's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi? It's Rebbe. So we have two versions of what Rebbe said. So why'd you pick the Machma one, pick the Mekel one?
What are they saying that for?
What? No, in other words, Ravin said
that, just tie it all together.
Exactly, just tie it all together. Don't think for a minute that someone else. No, it's Rebbe. It's the same Rebbe. So Ravin said Rebbe said something, and Rav Avdimi said Rebbe said something else. Why is he more authoritative than him? So Rav more baratera. Even Rav was said it's a heter. Why? So we don't really answer that question. Rav said it. Why? Dahud Azal made the Rav. Somebody once asked Rav. By the way, that makes sense because up on top, somebody said Rav Yosef said that Rav and Shmuel both said it's not a problem, right? I think where Rav said it. Hahu da'asa l'kameh de'rav. Somebody came in front of Rav. Amalei. Ovid gochavim ve'evet abal bas Yisrael mau. What's the story? Amalei avlad kasha. The child's fine. Amalei. Havli. Listen to this. Havli bratach. So let me marry your daughter. I'm such a person. My father's a guy. And my mother is a Jew. So Rav, be mishadech with me. So Amalei. So lo yavlach. He said that. No chance. No chance of doing that. So Amar Shimi Barchia l'Rav. Shimi Barchia said to Rav, Amri, you know what people are going to say? Amri Inchi, people are going to say, Gamala b'madai, the camel is in madai, akaba, rikda, it's dancing with a kav, which is a certain measure, ha-kaba, the measure's here, ha-gamla, the camel's here, ha-madai, we're in madai, v'lo rikda, there's no dancing. In other words, we got all the ingredients, and you're not agreeing to do it. Why he used all these Lashonas, I don't know. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with her. There's nothing wrong with this boy. Right? There's nothing wrong with this boy. So Amalei, listen to this. I don't care if he's a big tzaddik like Yeshua ben Nun. I'm not allowing the shidduch. But what do he mean by Yeshua ben Nun of all people? By him? Picked him out of everyone? Right? Amalei. What?
It's a rhetorical question.
Yeah. So Amalei, so he says back. Yeah, I don't know why he picked Yeshua ben Nun. He took, I don't know. E havik Yeshua ben Nun, but if he'd be Yeshua ben Nun, e mar lo yavle, achrin yavle. If you don't want him, somebody's going to take him. Here, if you say no, who's he going to marry? Right? Is that maybe is that why he said Rishon Ben Nun?
Yeah, I explain that.
You are not going to like the end of this story. I'm telling you now, it doesn't end well. Anyway,
so he's looking for
Yikas. Hi, you, Imar lo yavle. If you don't agree to the shidduch, Achmine lo yavle. Who else is going to agree to it? Not who else. If you don't agree, no one's going to agree. If you don't give your stamp of approval, nobody will.
No, what am I saying? This doesn't make any sense. Very often a rav will say, you know, for the oilam, it's okay. I'm not going to...
I hear. Right? So obviously, that... Who is this? Reb Chiya? Right? Who's he talking to?
Rav, I thought.
No, who's Rav talking to?
No, I mean...
Chiya, who? Simi Bar Chiya didn't hold like that. And Simi Bar Chiya felt that Rav should take the shidduch. Right, so lohav ikazal mikame. The guy wouldn't budge. So yov ba einav v'shachiv. Rav looked at him in a certain way.
Rav wouldn't change.
Both of them wouldn't change. Yov ba einav v'shachiv. Rav looked at him in a certain way, and the guy died.
All over shidduch.
Vaf Rav Masna morabo leteira. Even Rav Masna said it's mutter. What's mutter? This child is not a mamzer. Vaf Rav Yehuda Marlo Latera, he also said it's mutter. The Chiyasa Lekamei, the Rav Yehuda Amalei Zil Itmar. Go somewhere else where nobody knows who you are, because over here it's not going to get a shidduch. You're not going to get a shidduch, but it's nothing wrong with you. I'm just telling you practically, it's going to be difficult for you. It's mutter. So go somewhere where nobody knows who you are. Go start over there. Oh, or Nasiv Bas Minach, or marry someone like you, whose father's also a guy. Find a girl whose father's also a guy, and then, in other words, nothing wrong with you. I'm just giving you practically. It's going to be difficult for you to find somebody. You can.
Oh, but didn't he have to marry
Rav Yehuda?
What? Didn't he have to marry Rav
Yehuda? No. Amalei, same thing. Oh, Gali, go to exile, go somewhere else where nobody wants to go, right? Go to some strange place, go to some foreign place. Oh, Nasiv Bas Minach. Or, marry someone like you.
So what's trying to say?
No, it's mutter. In other words, it's mutter.
Hide your...
No, not hide. Just practically. It's going to be difficult for you here.
Right.
Go somewhere else where no one knows you.
Right.
There's a better chance. Are you Jewish? 100%.
Right. You walk in... Who's your
father? You would never say to a mamzer, go over there and go marry somebody. Never say that.
What are they suggesting? Go to the other town and say my father's a Jew? What are you trying to say?
No, they don't have to be... So you don't have to advertise every...
Record back 20 generations. Who's your father?
What?
Can I ask you, who's your father? Well, he's a...
So Rashi says, in the second to bottom line, what's Bas Minach? Bas Yisrael, min ovei kochavim, a Bas Yisrael, whose father is a guy, ha-kishera kimosach, who's kosher just like you. Aval mamzeres v'shivcha lotitha. You can't even marry a mamzer. You can't marry a mamzeres, says Rashi. There's nothing wrong with you. You're a total Jew. You can't even marry a mamzeres. You're a total Jew. Alma kosheru. What do you see? You're kosher. Right?
But,
what?
What's the but?
The but is, it's going to be hard for getting you a shidduch.
Yeah.
It's a hard sell.
Going to want you.
That's all. It's a hard sell. So
but even though he's an Italian...
Okay. So people looking...
You're in a pasha. Think about that.
There's nothing wrong with him, but would you want that for your child? No, people don't want that. People don't want that. It's very interesting stuff over here. Tosfos, today and tomorrow, talks about such interesting things. Guy walks into a town and says, I'm a Jew. Well, the Gemara is going to come up with him. Do you believe him? Guy was ever so say, I'm a Jew. Do you believe him?
What?
Right? Maybe he wants a shidduch. Maybe he already met the girl at work. And they come, no one ever knows who this guy is. Yeah, I'm Jewish. Do you believe him? It's very interesting stuff. Right?
Wait, just one more little point.
Yeah.
Look at our parsha last week.
Yeah.
Rivka, who's the father? You know, Pesuvah.
I understand.
No,
so I can give you the same answer they're all going to say. If you find the Rivka, you'll take it no matter who her father is.
Exactly.
Right?
What do you call her? Is that a
top? All right. He's not a Rivka.
Correct. Well, come on.
But by the way, I think they're saying it's good. There's only wrong with you, you're kosher. I'm just telling you right now. If you don't find someone like you, it's going to be difficult here.
Right, so all I'm asking is, how is he going to hide the fact his father's a non-Jew? What is he going to do? Lie about that? What is I
hear what you're saying. Well,
what are you saying? What if about 25 generations say, okay, who's your father?
No, you know what it is. Who's your father? My mother's such a nice woman. Let me tell you who her grandmother was.
I think you're smart enough. You can ask beyond the mother, right?
Yeah.
You know, right.
Okay, Shalchule next. Shalchule b'nei be michse l'rabba. This town sent Rabba the following question: Misha chetzu evan v'chetzu ben chorin, half and half. Listen to this gemara. Half. He's a half an evan, half a ben chorin. Haba al bas Yisrael mahu. What's the story now? Okay, this is going to have to spin now. So Amalei, 1 second. Hashta Evid Kula Omri Kasher. A full fledged Evid, we said, is no good. It's not a problem. We've basically paskined. It's not a problem.
Kasher. Oh, the child.
The child from an Evid or a guy is okay. So a half an Evid should be a problem? How could that be a problem? Right? Chetzi mi boya? Half an Evid's a problem?
How can he actually make a condition with someone? He's losing all your possessions.
Good. What do you mean? He's half free.
Half free, but he's not really.
Okay. So Amar of Yosef, Mara de Shmaya Manu. The person who said this, I think that's how it means, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said over this question. Amar of Yehuda, Misha Chetu Evid Vechetu Ben Chorin, Haba Abbas Yisrael, Osu Vlad In Lo Takana. If a chatzi has relations with a Jewish girl, that child is stuck. Ein lo takana.
What do you mean? He's a mamzer.
What?
He's a mamzer.
He's a mamzer, exactly. We just said that a full-fledged Eved marries a Jew. The child is not a mamzer, but a half an Eved it is. Why? A half an Eved, the child is a mamzer. How could that be? So ki itmar, the Rav Yehuda, the only one case. Kigon, for example, the Kaddish Bas Yisrael, the Chati married a Jewish girl, the Nimtza Tzad Avdus Shebo Mishtamish Be'eshazish.
Oh, wow.
Since this person is half and half, the good side of him, the Jewish side of him is married to her,
right.
And then they go to have relations one night, the Eved side of him is having relations with an Eishes Ish. That will produce a mamzer. Because she's married to him.
One second. That's that case. But in every case.
Oh, exactly. 1 second. We have to see Rashi inside. Look at Rashi. It's the last wide line.
No, me. 2 minutes ago, that it was fine.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, not a 50-50.
No, he said right.
Right. I'm going to say now it's worse. There's a wrinkle here. Me, look at Rashi. Me shechetu evet vechetu ben chorin. Someone's half and half. As Bas Yisrael marries a Jew, then he has relations with her, right? So given the kacha, since he was Makadosh her in a beautiful wedding, and the Matana Kedushin was the big Gadol Adar, having Mikudeshes, but Tzad Cheres. Which side of him is married to her? Only the Cheres side. Avalol Tzad Avdus, not the slave side. Nimtzeh comes out, Tzad Eved Shebo, Mishtamish Be'eshes Ish. The Tzad Eved of him is having relations with a married woman. Happens to be the man is himself. Lafika, therefore, Havlad Manzer. Therefore, the Vlad is a Manzer. Dichal Hani de Machshir bePenuya Machshri. What if the woman would not be a married woman? What if she would be a Penuya, a single girl? Then it would not produce a Manzer. The only reason why this is a Manzer is because they got married. If they would not have gotten married, then what is it? Either way, it's nothing. If it's a full-fledged Eved, it's nothing. If it's a full-fledged Yisrael, it's also nothing. Either way, it's not going to make a mamzer. Because having relations with a single girl is not a kares. Shouldn't do it, but it's not kares. So, let's say this chati goes into some girl, single girl. That won't produce a mamzer. It's only because they got married.
How can he get married? He's half a man.
But
he's half a man.
So he's able to. Avo be'eshes ish, right? Afilu be'Yisrael v'ad mamzer v'kol shkein over gechavim ve'eved. Avo heicha deba'aleh b'lo kedushin kasher. Fine.
So he's better off living in sin.
So exactly. The problem was they got married. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Where am I? Ki et Mar Yehuda, ki go to Kaddish Bas Yisrael, the Nimtza Tzad Avdu Shabbo Mishdamet Beishas Ish. Ay, Vami Ben Ardoi Mishmeid Rav Yaakov Vildivri HaPosel Posel Afilu B'Penuya. It's not true. If you say it's Posel, even if she's a single girl, Vildivri HaMachshir Machshir Afilu Beishas Ish. If you say it's kosher, even if she's an Eishas Ish, it doesn't matter. There's no split like this. Either it's all good or it's all no good. Why is a Chatzi different than a regular guy? A regular Evan? So, Ushnam Lolam Dua Elami Aishas Av. They both learn it out from Aishas Av. Aishas Av, it says you're not allowed to marry your mother. You're not allowed to marry your father's wife, even if it's not your mother. Right there in that in Parashas Kisete over there, right there it says, and by the way, you can't marry a mamzer. So why are these two halachas next to each other? So, Man de Pasal, daughter says it's a problem, Savar, Ma Aishas Av. Just like your mother. De Lo Tafsi Ba Kedushin. There's no kedushin. You can't marry your mother. It's not kedushin. Havlad mamzer. The offspring was a mamzer. Ah, so too. Kol delo tafsi ba kedushin. Havlad mamzer. So too. Any time where the kedushin doesn't work, the vlad is a mamzer. Uman the machsher, and the one who said uman the machsher, right? The one who said the child is not a mamzer. Savar ma eishes av till the day lo tazi ba kedushin lachrina tazi ba kedushin. You can't marry your mother. What about someone else? The whole world can, just you can't, right? Lafuki over kachavim ve'eved lo tazi ba kedushin klal. Nobody's allowed to marry a guy. Nobody's allowed to do that. Therefore, the vlad would not be a mamzer. Ella kiyed med Rabbi Huda. So what are we talking about? That's by a general eved or over kachavim. What about a chati chati? Ela kibud Rav Yehuda kigon shabal esheshish. He had relations with a married woman. V'nimtza tzad cheirus shabo mishtamis beesheshish. Not that the chati married a woman. No, the chati had relations with a married woman. Now what? Says Rashi.
Why would this be different from anybody who had relations with a married woman? Why does the chati make a difference?
Because let's say an Evan had relations with a married woman. Would that produce a mamzer?
Why not?
Hmm?
No, because there's nothing.
She's a married woman. She's having relations with another man.
So what? But it's not. But it's a guy.
It's a guy.
Right. But it's an eved.
So
I don't know. I don't know about that. Now what about the chati eved now?
That's a bigger problem.
Right? So says Rashi.
Because there's a tzad on there.
Who cares? She's married.
Says Rashi. Umishum hachi havlad ein lo takana. This child now has no help. Bibas Yisrael. Because half. If it would be a full Eved, the Vlad would be fine. Because it's not a Jewish man having relations with this married woman, it's an Eved. So if a woman has an affair with a guy or an Eved, the child will not be a mamzer. Here it's worse. Here it's worse. Why is it worse? Because it's half not an Eved.
Because it's not fair.
Hacha mamzer mishum tzad cheres. The tzad cheres creates a mamzer. Davi kash kishar Yisrael abal eishes ish davlad mamzer, like any other Jew. So you hear that? That's what he said. It
wouldn't make a difference if he said an Eved Ivri and an Eved
Kanani. No, only an Eved Ivri we're talking about. Only an Eved Kanani we're talking about. An Eved Ivri is a full fledged Jew.
Okay, so what would happen if they had an illicit affair?
Who?
A woman with an Eved Ivri. What was
it wouldn't matter if it's an Eved Ivri or anyone else. Same halacha. Only talking about Eved Kanani. So an Eved Kanani, who's half freed now, goes to some married woman's house and has an affair, that child will, yes, be a mamzer. But a real Eved will not be a mamzer. That makes perfect sense, by the way. But will not be a mamzer. You can't such a thing as half a guy.
Can you ever free an Eved Kanani?
Of course you can free an Eved Kanani. That's the next Gemara.
A full guy.
Full guy will not create a mamzer. So if a woman has to have an affair with somebody, pick a guy. Right? If she has to do such a thing, she has to. Pick a guy.
We got the permission.
You didn't get permission. It's the lesser of 100 evils.
That does not sound good.
Amar Rav Ravina. Amali Rav Gaza. Rav Gaza said, Iklu Rav Yossi bar Avin la'atrin. He went to some town. Vavi Uvda, the Pnuya. And what's happened? Some chati had an affair with a Pnuya. Vi Kasher. They said the child's okay. Be'eshes ish. They did it with an Eishes Ish. Upasel. They said the child's not okay. Which makes sense. Amar of Sheshes. L'didi Amali Rav Gaza. Lo Rabbi Yossi bar Avin Havi, it wasn't him. El Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida Havi, it was someone else. The Kasher Ben Pnuya Ben Beishetish. And the truth is, they said they're both good. Amalei Rav Acha Bered Ravina Deraba Ravina Iklal Amemar LaAtrin. He went to some town. The Aksher the Ben Pnuya Ben Beishetish. Okay.
If they would have fooled themselves.
Exactly.
So he doesn't hold that it's a problem in a case where the person woman was married.
What do you mean? Exactly. V'hilchisa. This is how we paskin. Ovei kochavim ve'eved. Habal bas Yisrael havlad kasher. An ovei kochavim or an eved that has relations with a Jewish girl, the vlad is kosher. Bein pnuya, bein eish
esish. You can marry Cohen
too? That I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
By the way, Rava, achshereiler of Murray Bar Rachel, Rav Mari's mother was Rachel. Rachel was raped by a guy. While she was pregnant, the guy converted. Okay? So the truth is, the guy converting is an irrelevancy. It's an irrelevant. That's why we call him Mari Bar Rachel. We call him after his mother's name because his father was a guy.
Right.
So we call him Mari Bar Rachel. Rava said that Mori Bar Rachel Umanayu parpruset the Bavel. We made him. He was one of the officers in Bavel. He was a big shot in Bavel. He was a big shot.
You married that rabbi's son?
Yeah. Afal gav to Amar Mar. Shalom tosim alecha melech. Even though we have a din that a king can only be a Jew, right? Not only a king, any position of authority can only be a Jew. Kol mishiyamos. Any position of authority can only be a Jew. A big shilas can a ger be the rabbi of a shul, can a ger shavan a bezdin? All these questions come up. So Tosfos talks about all of it. Hi, kivon, but the truth is here, kivon de imo mi Yisrael, since the mother is a Jew, mikarev achecha kuinam be. He's a Jew no matter what. This is an unnecessary hack. Right?
No, but this the young fellow, could he marry that rabbi's son? You know, he went through.
Yes.
How? Why? He's a father's a non-Jew.
What?
His father's not Jewish.
Oh,
yes. So that was a question. He went back to the rabbi. Could I marry your daughter?
So we resolved it. There's not a problem.
Right.
He didn't want to.
Right, but this particular fellow, Murray, could.
So, but if you think about it, the whole Gemara is that irrelevant now, because the mother's Jewish.
Right.
No, the question was. It's a vlad of mamzer.
Yeah, right.
Separate question.
Right.
That's two separate questions. Number one, is the child Jewish?
Yes.
Yes. Number two, is the child a mamzer? No.
No.
Can this person be the president of the shul? Yes.
Right.
Can he be in the bezdin? Yes.
Right. Will they marry?
That's a separate question.
Would you want?
Avdei d'Ravchia bar Ab Ami.
That's a question.
We're getting off a little off topic now, but I'm just going to finish the page, and then we're going to do the Tosfos of Kivan, not the whole thing. Avdei d'Ravchia bar Ami. Atbele, Lahi, Ovedes Kochavim. This is a very strange Gemara. The Eved of Rav Chiya Bar Ami went to the mikvah, right? I think.
No, he had a non-Jew go in the mikvah.
Right.
He wanted to take. Eved wanted to take the non-Jew with his wife.
The Eved wanted to take the female Eved or the male Eved?
The male Eved wanted to take the female non-Jew.
Female non-Jew?
Yeah.
L'shem intisa. To It says over here to go to the mikvah to be not to get rid of her nida,
yeah.
not to be a giyoris, just not to be a nida. Amar Yosef, so Yosef said, Yachalna lachshureba, I can make her kosher, uber brate, and her daughter too, ba her kidravasi, damravasi, mi lo tavla linidusa, didn't she become go to the mikvah to get rid of her nida status, right? Therefore what? Right? Therefore, there's no such thing as a nida by a goy. Therefore, what kind of tefillah was that? A geirus. I could say it would be for a geirus. Ba and the brat of the daughter, Ovikachav of the Eved, Al Ba Basra, Al Vad Kosher. The child's going to be kosher no matter what, because the mother's Jewish. Why? Because she went to the mikvah.
No one's Jewish here.
This person went to the mikvah. She toivled. What about Kabbalah's mitzvot and all that? All right. Hahu dahavi kari le bar armiata. They called this guy the son of the Armenian, right? Meaning the son of the guy. Amravasi lo tavla linidusa. Didn't she go to the mikvah, the mother, to for nida? No such thing. Meaning she's a Jew. Hahu davikari le bar arma. There was another guy. They called him bar arma. Amr of Yeshua ben Levi milo tavla lekirio. Didn't he go to the mikvah to get rid of his balkeri? Right. And since he did that, it counts for a tevila as well. And therefore, he's a Jew. Okay, we'll stop here. You know what? Let's do another minute. Amar of Chama, we'll go to the next one. Amar of Chama, Ragui Amar Rav, Halokeach Evim in Ovekochavim. If you take a guy, if you take an Evim, you buy an Evim from a guy, you buy an Evim Kanani from a guy, V'kadam v'taval l'shem ben chorin. And before you have a chance to take that Evet home, he runs to the mikvah and he goes into the mikvah. Kana atzmo ben chorin. He just acquired his own freedom. What does that mean? My time, or why? Ovikochavim, the Ovikochavim, gufa lo kanile. You didn't buy his guf. My kanile, what did you buy? Hutamachnile li Yisrael. Whatever the guy owned, that's what you bought. Which is what? Just the ability to have him work. You don't really own him. Therefore, kivan dekadam v'taval l'shem ben chorin, since he went to the mikvah, afkia l'shibude, he undid his shibud. Kidarava, like Rava said, Amar Rava said, hektish, let's say I tell a guy, I tell anybody, I owe you $1,000, you know what, take that cow, that cow's worth $1,000. When the loan is due, you take that cow. I go ahead and I machdish the cow to the Beis HaMikdash. Now what do you get? Nothing. Or chametz. I owe you $1,000. You can have $1,000 of that chametz. By the loan's due Erev Pesach in the afternoon. So you can have all that chametz you want. What's worthless? Or shichur. Or a case of freedom. Right? Rashi says, shichur is asa avdo apotiki. I tell you, I owe you $1,000. Take that eved. Take the eved. And then I go free him. So you can't get the eved back. He's free. Mafkiin bidei shibud. The shibud gets undone. No, shibud. Correct.
What? How is that possible?
So, what do you mean, how's it possible?
How's it ever time you ever come free?
He really? What do you mean, he can go free? He can free him. Well, the whole daf tomorrow is about this issue. Okay? I just wanted to do, we have 5 minutes. I wanted to do the beginning of this Tosfos of Kivan de Imo Mi Yisrael Mikere Vechecha Karidim Bey. Which means, if someone's mother is Jewish, it doesn't matter who the father is, they're Jewish. So Mikan Kasha LePirish HaKuntres says Tosfos, I have a kash on Rashi. Why? The Pirish BeElu Ne'amarin, who said in Elu Ne'amarin, Gabe Agrifas Hamelech. He's a mysterious figure in Jewish history. Sha'amrulo, they told him Achinu Ata, you're our brother. The Ka'amar BeGemara, the Ba'osa Shah Nischayvu Soneim SheYisrael Kalia. The Jews deserve to die. They deserve to be destroyed. Why? Shechanifu l'Agrifas. Because they flattered Agrifas. Oh, you're our brother. He's not a brother. Now, it says Tosfos, Upirish HaKuntris, Shekeru l'Achinu, they called him a brother, Lefi She'imo, She'imo mi'Yisrael. Because his mother was Jewish?
Then he is a
brother. Ulepirusho, Amay Nenshu. Why is he being punished? Ha'amrinan hacha, kivin de'imu mi'Yisrael, mekerev hachecha kareinam bei. What's the big problem? Va'afa agath, t'tanya b'tosefta. Din ramidin melech elamin ha'masiyim l'kahuna. Well, you should only appoint somebody who can marry a Kohen. That's a drabanan. Mikal makom, tema, hu lomar mishum yisur drabanan, chayav l'kaliyah. So they violated that drabanan. They made him the king. He came out, his father's not Jewish. So that's for that drabanan. So what they do already? What kind of favor is that? Amar Rabbeinu Shmuel, no. The Hordas, lo nasa bas Yisrael. He never married a Jew. I guess it's his father? Da'asa chashuva, da'asa tshuva, somehow Hordas did tshuva, k'derina perakama de baba basra, l'kach nenshu. No, he was a total guy, this guy. And they called him our brother. That's
his father was Hordas, that means whatever?
It seems to imply here that it's the son of Hordas. Hordas never married a Jew. The mother was not Jewish. The mother was a total guy. You calling him your brother? That's flattery. Afal pi shaya eved, even though he was an eved, kar rachinu lefi shaya achayim b'mitzvos, Maybe they thought, oh, he's a brother in mitzvahs because he's chayiv in mitzvahs like a woman. V'asi shapir ha da'amar shmuel perakas or yuchsin called da'amar mibeis chashmonoi kasina avdu. Anyone who says I'm from chashmonoi is really an eved because there are none left. Yeah?
Correct. We're just married Miriam, who's the last of the
chashmonoi. Right, but that's not the mother of Agrifas, says Tosfos. Yeah. According to Rashi, maybe it was. So I don't understand Rashi at all.
I was going to pass it that way.
The Shmuel Gufe Islay, okay. Dovah Kochavim, the Eved, Abal Basel, Havad Kasher, Elevadai, Lo Nasa, Yisraeli. So, just as I thought it was interesting, right? Interesting machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. How Rashi makes sense, I don't understand. Okay, so we'll stop here. We're on the 5th line on Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Yeah? Trying to think what tomorrow was. What? All right, we'll pick up here and we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Sure.